It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. A Republican-controlled committee has voted to approve Governor Tony Evers' pick to lead the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Andrea Palm. We're also going to hear about why 26 delegations attending the Democratic National Convention are staying in Illinois and what the state is doing to crack down on elder abuse. We'll get those details as our State Capitol Report continues with State Capitol reporter Laurel White. Laurel, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Wednesday, a Republican-controlled committee voted to approve Governor Evers' pick to lead the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Andrea Palm, who we had on the show recently. Was this a surprising move from the committee?
Well, this is something that, we're obviously expecting kind of a gradual process from state lawmakers taking up these appointments by Governor Evers to lead the various departments in his cabinet. We've had a couple of these so far. I think most notably, some folks might remember hearing about Department of Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson. That one was a little bit more controversial. People have talked about Thompson's history of a transportation lobbyist. So there was a little bit more kind of back and forth and debate about him in particular. So when you ask about whether it was surprising or not, you know, we never totally know what's going to happen in these committee votes, but I don't think there was as much debate about Andrea Palm as DHS secretary as there was about Thompson, though there were some kind of some negative conversations, I think, leading up to the vote.
Well, what did Republicans have to say about Palm and her experience? Mm-hmm. What do they like? What do they not like?
So there was a lot of positive sort of feedback and conversation about Palm during this vote. They talked about just sort of the breadth and depth of her experience working in the healthcare realm throughout her career. A lot of Republicans spoke highly of her. Obviously, they meet with her one-on-one before they hold these votes. But I think what's most notable at this stage of her confirmation process is there was some opposition voice during the hearing, and that came from one Republican senator in particular, Senator Andre Jacques.
What were his reservations about Palm?
So he is primarily concerned about Palm's appointment of one of her deputies, actually. So it's not so much a problem with Palm herself, but rather a choice that Palm made and sort of the folks that she's surrounding herself with. So one of these deputy secretaries used to work for Planned Parenthood. And Jacques says that Palm choosing someone allied with an organization that provides abortions sends the wrong message and sort of advances the wrong set of priorities as a state department. So he said that he just can't support Palm's nomination because that's an individual that she chose to be in her kind of leadership team.
So if Palm is confirmed, what about her job will be different?
Really nothing at all. So these individuals, these department secretaries, were appointed by Governor Evers when he took office in January. They've been doing the job for these several months. Basically, what this process is, you know, they're just kind of getting that stamp of approval from lawmakers that's required for these appointments. So it's just kind of a very long job interview, but she's already doing the job.
Yeah, it's almost 9 months long now at this point. Right. What happens to Palm's nomination next? What's the final step for confirmation?
So the final step is to go before the entire state Senate. The state Senate isn't in Madison right now. They're taking a little bit of a break over the summer to go back to their various parts of the state and talk to constituents. So we're expecting them to come back probably in October. So that's when we can look for this vote of the full Senate.
We're getting an update on recent news in state politics from Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. What questions do you have about the state Senate confirmation hearings or next year's Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee? Let us have your thoughts at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Laurel, we recently learned that 26 of the delegations attending the 2020 Democratic National Convention will be staying at hotels in Illinois. What do we know about that, and what do we know about the reasons behind this decision?
So I think this was something that caught a lot of people off guard because there's been a lot of conversation about the economic impact of the Democratic National Convention in Wisconsin and sort of what a victory it was for Milwaukee to be hosting the convention. So to hear that 26 delegations that are coming to the DNC are actually staying in Illinois, I think put some folks off kilter. So here's what's happening with this. Of the official delegations, you know, the people that come to represent specific states for the nomination process, they're all assigned different hotels that they're supposed to stay in. Now, 26 of these delegations from states like California, for example, are going to be staying at locations in Illinois that are in Lake County, Illinois, and other kind of northern parts of the state, Rosemont. Some folks might be familiar with Rosemont. There's a big arena there. And they'll be transported up to the convention during the proceedings. What DNC officials are saying about this is that that has been part of the plan all along, that actually the pitch to have the DNC in Milwaukee included this strategy of having folks in hotels in Illinois to sort of make it a regional economic impact. And just because of the volume of the number of people, it's really kind of necessary to have this sort of spreading out of individuals because these delegates aren't the only people that are going to be using hotels for the DNC, obviously. You have all sorts of other people, including, you know, reporters, obviously, donors, activists, volunteers, also taking up hotel space. So they said, really kind of moving into the Illinois market is essential, and it doesn't mean that people aren't going to be staying in hotels in places like Madison, for example, or Racine or Kenosha, which were kind of the places that were held up when they heard about people staying in Illinois and saying, "Hey, well, what about Racine? What about Madison?"
Well, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delgrave said he wants DNC officials to reconsider the Illinois hotel assignments. Is that likely at this point?
I don't think so. You know, this is obviously a very planned out process. This is something they've been working on for an awful long time. And again, you know, as I mentioned, this was part of the process all along. It was kind of part of the pitch in the very beginning. And I think it's why Illinois officials lobbied on behalf of Wisconsin to bring it here instead of another part of the country because they knew they'd be benefiting from it as well.
Laurel, moving on to another topic, a package of bills aimed at tackling elder abuse was introduced in the legislature last Tuesday. Let's talk about what's in those proposals.
So this is a handful of bills that actually came out of a task force on elder abuse that was convened by the former Attorney General, Brad Schimel. And what these proposals do, it's kind of a wide variety of things. One is increasing penalties on individuals who commit elder abuse. And elder abuse, for individuals who aren't familiar with that, it could be the financial, emotional, psychological abuse of elderly people in Wisconsin. Other proposals also require courts to expedite trials that are related to elder abuse, just kind of move them more quickly through the legal process and provide some different accommodations for elderly folks as they're going through that process. And then another one that I thought was particularly interesting is one that actually allows financial advisors to delay making a withdrawal from a bank account if they believe their client is being victimized.
How big a problem do we think this is in Wisconsin?
So this is a pretty big problem, according to state officials. This is something that is on the rise in Wisconsin and has been increasing over the past several years. We know that Wisconsin has an aging population, particularly in rural parts of the state. So that's why this task force was actually called under the previous administration, because they sort of saw a trend of not only are we getting older as a state, but there are some folks that are really being taken advantage of at higher rates, and they wanted to find a way to kind of curb that before it got any worse.
What happens next for this package of bills?
So this package is in the really early stages. So right now it's being circulated for co-sponsorship around the state capitol. So basically these summaries of bills are going around to all the lawmakers and they're deciding whether or not they want to lend their name to it in the process. And then after that, we go through the committee process. So they'll get a public hearing where people can come in and experts can sort of lend their expertise to the issue, answer some questions, members of the public can come in, and all of that has to happen before it even goes before a committee vote. So we've got a lot of steps to go.
Yeah, it's early days, but do you have a sense there's some momentum behind this, that this is something the legislature really wants to get done?
Well, when I spoke with the sponsor last week, he said that he's certainly been in touch with the legislative leaders in each chamber, of course, the Republican-controlled Assembly and Senate. And he said that he believes there's going to be strong support from them as the process moves forward. And he's hoping to get some bipartisan support. So we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, Laura White, I know that when something comes up about this again, you'll be the one reporting on it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely, John.
Laura White is WPR's State Capitol Reporter. Up next, the news. Then our State Capitol Report continues with a conversation about children's mental health. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.